Ella, what's the topic?
What's the topic? Oh, wait.
Yeah, you. You have the topic.
Did I make it? Ah, eh?
Yanks and blokes. Yanks and blokes. Yanks and blokes. Yanks and blokes.
Welcome to Yanks and Blokes, episode 30. I'm Kyle
30.
Rada.
Oh, shit. I'm Ella Kale. And 30 episodes later, I still can't stop accidentally interrupting you when you say your name. Because I don't know you're going to go straight into it.
I try to be as consistent as possible. Apparently, it doesn't even matter.
My mistakes are consistent, too.
We are a podcast where we talk about cultural differences. And in case you missed our announcement last week, this will be our last weekly episode of Yanks and Blokes.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Times are changing.
Yeah.
Times are a-changing.
Yeah, in the words of Bob Dylan. So we will still try to do some things in the future to be determined. But yeah, as far as having weekly episodes pop up in your feed, 30 is going to be it.
30 is it. Thank you for sticking with us so far. So I feel like we should mention the show isn't going to be strictly as usual today. We've collated our favorite segments. Well, all of our segments. We like all of them.
All of them are our favorites. So we just decided to do all of them.
Yes. We're going to mix and match these segments. We're going to revisit some golden oldies. And I think it's going to be really fun. I think the segments are the best part of the show.
Plus, you get to hear more little theme tunes. And
yes.
Honestly, that's what everybody wants, right?
I think that is the best part of the show. I think that's why people listen. And I think that's the thing people comment on the most.
Yeah. My friend said that What Pop Culture Did Kyle Miss is her favorite segment. And I don't think that's true. I just think it's a fun jingle. And then the rest you can kind of zone out after. But anyway, so let's get going because we have a lot to talk about. And first, we're going to banter. So,
got a lot to do.
Ella, what is your banter?
So, remember... A couple of weeks ago, for my birthday, I bought myself a record player.
Yes.
Yeah. Bought the record player and I could use it with these headphones they provided or with my Bluetooth speaker, which obviously sounded like shit because it just sounded like it was being played through Spotify, like through some $20 speakers. So I thought, okay, well, this was kind of expensive. Like maybe I'll just buy proper speakers next month. So I was doing my research and eventually I settled on the idea of a sound bar, which is this modern funky thing where it's like a big bar-shaped speaker. You know about these sound bars?
Nope.
Oh, well, I thought I sounded like a grandma, but you don't even know what it is.
Everyone knows I'm a grandpa.
You are. But I found this really good deal off Coupang, Korean Amazon. So I get home when the sound bar has arrived. And the box is fucking long. Like, we're talking over a meter. So, what I have, it's an amazing deal. But because I live in a small apartment, I can't use it to its fullest advantage. Like, I can't turn it up very loud because I'm being a considerate neighbor. It's way too big for my apartment. It looks really stupid. It's hanging off the desk. And I can't even play it loud and enjoy it to the maximum.
Well, maybe in the future. After you leave Korea, probably.
Yes.
You're never going to live in a house in Korea.
Shit, that's true. So. But I could live in a bigger house and maybe it would be okay.
Bigger apartment?
Yes, bigger apartment.
Well, good luck with that.
Mm. So, what's your banter?
My banter is... There's a topic that's come up on the podcast a lot, and that's Harry Potter. I've been rereading Harry Potter... Ella, you brought it up in Accent Challenge and then forgot about it and brought it up in Accent Challenge again the next week. So it's come up a lot. And now, if you haven't heard, J.K. Rowling has been tweeting transphobic tweets and it's been all over the news.
Yeah.
And she... Have you heard what she's been saying? It's really strange.
Yeah, but it's not even new. We knew she was transphobic before. She's done this before, about a year or two ago. And it just so happens to be making headlines now because everyone's a little bit more aware of exactly what transgender is as a concept. And it's some bullshit what she's saying. What I really liked is that a lot of the old Harry Potter cast have come out against her publicly, which is nice, right?
Yeah, but what she's saying is she's anti-trans, but... She's part of this weird thing that I've never heard of that's called TERF. And it's trans excluded radical feminist.
Yeah, trans excluded generic radical feminism.
Because she doesn't consider trans women to be women. Therefore, she has feminist views that trans people are excluded from and is very vocal about it.
Yeah, it's really strange. There was a women's march that got taken over in London by these so-called TERFs. What she's saying is super strange because she's like, no, if you start letting trans women have rights, that's like dangerous to real, quote unquote, women.
Yeah, it's it's weird.
Okay, go on.
And so anyway, people are upset about it and people are saying like, oh, this ruins Harry Potter. This ruins my childhood. And I don't feel that way. I still have to finish the seventh book. I've been slowly pacing them out because they're my favorites. I've been reading other things in between so I can make my Harry Potters last as long as possible. But I'm still going to read it. I'm still going to enjoy it. But now it's just this new lens for me to read it through. Like, as I'm reading it, it'll be in the back of my head as like, this is what the author thinks. Same as what we were talking about last week briefly about, you know, considering the race or the gender of the author. This is kind of just an aspect of that.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a person who wrote this book who has these weird views, these bad views, but it's not going to ruin it for me. It's kind of separating art from artist. And sometimes I can do it. Sometimes I can't. Like Michael Jackson, I've told you before. I can't even
listen to
Michael Jackson songs anymore because it just makes me sad. I think part of it is because he used his fame that he got from his music to prey on children. And this, it's like she wrote this book and she has bad views and maybe is a bad person, but me reading her books doesn't support that in any way. That's how I view it.
In the case of Michael Jackson, it was your very powerful reaction to it that makes me now more uncomfortable. Like, this bar is having a Michael Jackson night in a few weeks, and I'm just like, probably not. I'm not going to enjoy being there. The biggest one for me was Woody Allen, because when I was first started studying film and falling in love with it, like, some of his films were really formative for me in that stage of my life. And then all this shit came out about Woody Allen being a bit strange and a bit misogynistic and a bit, what did he do, like marry his stepdaughter or something strange like that?
Yeah, I think so. I forget exactly. I know he's a creep, but I forget why he's a creep.
He's creepy. It doesn't really matter why. All these accusations came out about him and I was like, oh fuck, like this would be such a shame if this is true. What am I going to do? And I remember having this discussion with my dad, like, sometimes art is just a part of you and you just have to separate it, or you are able to separate it because it's the art that you like, not that person. The problem with Woody Allen films is that he's in most of them.
Yeah, that's true. You can't stop thinking about him if you're watching one of his movies.
Yeah, so it's a shame. But I agree with you. It's case by case.
Yeah. So anyway, us talking about Harry Potter in the past.
Well, fuck J.K. Rowling.
Does not mean we support J.K. Rowling's political views.
Yes. We are here for trans rights.
Yeah. Okay. That was enough banter. Let's get to our first of our many segments. And this is an oldie. We're going to do a Korea Minute.
Korea Minute.
Korea Minute was born when Kyle also lived in Korea. And we wanted to give ourselves 60 seconds to talk about parts of Korean culture, to introduce that to some of our listeners who don't live in Korea. And then we took it away when Kyle didn't live in Korea anymore because it didn't feel relevant.
But now we're doing everything, so we're forcing it to be relevant.
Yep.
So what we used to do is we used to have a hat and pull them out of a hat. The way we're going to do it today is I have a random number generator, and we assigned numbers for mine and to Ella's. So we're going to generate. Are you ready?
Yes.
Number one, that's mine. And the topic is trash piles.
Trash piles?
Yes.
Are you sure we didn't do this one?
I'm not. Did we?
I think we might have done, but hey, what the fuck?
This was on my very old list that I found. Then might have been.
Maybe
done.
We didn't do it. Maybe I just read it. Whatever. We've forgotten regardless. So.
Yeah, if we don't remember, the listener probably doesn't remember.
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. So in Korea, there are, as you walk down the streets, there are not very many alleys. So then garbage ends up just being on the street, on corners. Mm-hmm. And somebody puts a bag of trash, and then that means everybody else is free to put trash. And then all of a sudden, you just have a big trash pile on the corner until garbage day.
It's almost like designated trash areas, right?
Yeah. But I don't know if they are officially. Some buildings have it right beside of
them. Oh, yeah, it's true. I'm not sure. I genuinely don't know about that.
But it's very convenient because you're walking around, you're drinking a beer or something, and you're like, oh, what do I do with this beer can? And then sure enough, you walk a block and there's a big trash pile. So it's like, oh, you just throw it on the pile.
Literally, it's like everyone else put it there, so I can do it too. Because in Korea, there's not that many public trash cans, rubbish bins. I see them in the subway, and that's more or less it. So to see a trash pile on the street is great when you've been carrying around a plastic coffee cup for like half an hour.
Yeah, and there's not litter everywhere. People just stick to the piles. Okay.
Yeah, that's the most amazing thing. But yeah, good job. Career minute over.
All right, moving on. Next segment, we have what pop culture did Kyle miss while he was gone?
Yay, I'm excited for this one.
Pop culture.
He missed it. Oh.
What was it? Pop culture.
He missed it. He doesn't know.
What? So this segment is things when I was in Korea that happened most, I guess, in America that I didn't realize until I got back. Mm-hmm. So this one I have been aware of, but I never watched it. Have you watched the show Tiger King?
No, but I've heard people talk about it.
It's been a huge piece of pop culture, and I've just kind of ignored it. I didn't think I really cared. When I got back and I was talking to friends and things and I was in quarantine and this kept coming up and everyone's like, no, it's really good. It's really entertaining. So I finally broke down and I watched an episode.
Okay.
So first of all, I wrote down before I watched it, I wrote down the things that I knew about it.
Yeah.
You want me to read those for you?
Sure.
Okay. I wrote, there's Joe Exotic, who is a mullet guy. Probably lives in Florida.
I didn't even know who that is. Okay.
I wrote, there's Carol Baskin, who is his lover and or enemy. Mm-hmm. And I know there's some song about Carol Baskin that is maybe a real song and maybe a YouTube parody. I'm not sure which.
How did you know this much information beforehand?
Oh, it's just, you can't avoid it. It was Tiger King, man.
I haven't seen it. Well, go on.
I knew that one or both of them worked at a place called Big Cat Rescue. And I knew that, I wrote, there's a murder? ? I thought there was a murder.
Okay.
Turns out, when you watch it, it's called Tiger King. And then it has like a sub, what do you call it? A tagline? It's Tiger King, murder, mayhem, and madness. So,
whoa.
Like, all right, well, I guess there's a murder. Guess I was right about that. It is a completely ridiculous show. It's basically what I expected. It's all these really zany characters who you just, mm-hmm. they seem too crazy to be real. But it's a documentary series, and they actually are real people. What I was surprised about is it's pretty well made. It's made by like real filmmakers, and it's well produced. And I thought it was going to be...
It's not terrible.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a shitty... Something that's on like the TLC channel for American listeners. One of those reality shows that's like kind of scripted and they're pretending it's not scripted. That's what I pictured.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good quality and kind of entertaining. I was right about most of my facts. Carol Baskin was definitely not his lover because he is gay and has a husband who goes around shirtless with tribal tattoos. Carol Baskin is far from his lover. She is hilarious. She is the best part of this show. She's this crazy cat lady who apparently lived her whole life as a cat lady, even when she was a kid. And she talks about, like, I didn't have friends, so I just hung out with my cats. And then she's really flaky and, like, kind of a hippie. And she has dedicated her entire life to saving cats and then saving big cats from like predatory private zoos. But she like dresses in all like leopard print and tiger stripes. Like everything in her house is cats. She has like handmade things that she's got an artist to do for her that's cats. Everything in her house is cats. And then she's like, "Oh my God. Yeah, the sad thing is I'm allergic to cats, so I have to, so there's no carpet or anything in my house, so I can sweep up all the time."
What the fuck?
Completely absurd.
Wait, is this a real person?
It is. That's what I'm saying. Is this show seems too crazy to be real, but it all seems to be real.
It seems like a cartoon.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So I wouldn't say that I recommend it. I'm not positive I'll keep watching it, but it's all right. That's my takeaway. That's all right.
That's a mild pop culture. Like, some of the other ones were kind of outrageous, like that rapper who kept singing about booties and...
Oh, that wasn't pop culture. That was just my favorite rapper.
Anyway, Tatiana was in there. That was a bit rapping. Yeah, this one does not encourage me to go out and seek out Tiger King. I still don't think I'm going to do it. I'm going to refrain.
If you've made it this long, there's honestly no point.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
But if you want some mindless television to watch, that's my problem, is I watch things that are too highbrow.
Yeah, it's always dip like, in and out.
Yeah, like I need to like, okay, I'm going to sit down and focus on this for an hour. Tiger King, yeah. You can throw it on and just watch some cute tigers play around with crazy people. And
that sounds
if
good,
you're
actually
hungover or something, throw on the Tiger King.
Maybe Rita would enjoy Tiger King.
I don't know, it might be scary. Okay, let's keep this train moving.
Yeah,
our
rolling.
Normally scheduled programming, Accent Challenge.
Woo!
Accents.
Accents have stood the test of time. It's been there from episode 1 right through till episode 30. We never skipped
it. That's true. Yeah, that's the only segment that we've stuck to.
So, scientifically speaking, our accents should be pretty much on point by now. We've had 29 practices.
Well, yeah, we've perfected it.
Yeah. Like, people mistake me for an American. They're like, which one's the Yank and which one's the bloke?
I don't understand. They're both Yanks and they're both blokes.
That's the secret all along. Who's going first?
Doesn't matter to me. What do you think?
Okay, I want you to read mine first, but it's kind of a game like you prepared for me last week.
Oh, cool.
Okay, do you have the email?
Yeah.
Okay. So, remember, I always talk about this. When we started the podcast and half of it was supposed to be about Liam Gallagher.
Yeah, we talked way too much about Liam Gallagher, who's the singer of the band Oasis, and nobody cares about him.
Yeah, no one really cares. He's like an old rock star in the UK. He's a bit outspoken and mouthy, and he's a lad. He's the bloke. And I thought it would be nice in the finale to bookend by bringing a bit of Liam back.
Sure.
So these are three quotes from Liam Gallagher, and you have to guess what he's talking about. Now, I'll point you in the right direction. So the first one is about an English footballer, and don't even come for me, because however many times you've made me guess about American baseball and basketball players, this is a really famous English footballer, so you should probably get it right. Ready?
Okay. First one. Looks like there's three. So the first one.
Yeah, the first one.
And this might be a bad accent, but I'm going to try to Liamize it.
Oh, no.
He looks like a fucking balloon with fucking Weetabix crushed on top. He's better off as a skinhead, isn't he?
Good job. What is there anything you don't understand?
Yeah, Weetabix.
Weetabix.
It's a name. It's capitalized.
It is a kind of cereal. It's like wheat shreds formed into
the
shape.
We call that shredded wheat.
No, it's not shredded wheat. We have that. This is like shredded wheat formed into an oval, big fucking oval shape.
So, somebody who looks like a balloon with cereal on their head.
And he's an English Premier League footballer.
I'm going to guess David Beckham, because that's the only one I can think of.
No, this is Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney
was
famous.
Oh, I do know Wayne Rooney.
Yeah,
he
had a big round head. Yeah, he was bald, and then he got a hair transplant. That was like a famous thing I remember from the news. And when he had a little bit of hair. So I think that's what he's talking about. He's better off as a skinhead, isn't he? I think that's what he was talking about.
I should have had that.
Yeah. So after he had his hair transplant, he looked like a balloon with Weetabix on his head. Nice. Ready for number two?
Number two.
This is about an American popular rock band.
Okay. They fucking scare me. They're like fucking creepy shit, but people like them. They at least play guitars, but when I hear his voice, I'm like, ah, fuck him. So creepy shit American band.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like Radiohead, but they're British. Creepy shit.
Oh, wait, sorry, they're American. I mean, English, but it's not Radiohead.
Oh, they're English?
Yes.
Then let's go with Muse.
Oh, nice.
I got it.
Yeah.
Hey.
When I hear his voice, I'm like, oh, fuck him. That was really
funny. Yeah, because his voice is pretty weird.
Yeah, I agree with what he said. I don't like Muse very much.
Cool.
Okay, one more.
Last one.
This is about an English indie guitar band.
Okay. I'm sure they're all nice lads, but that's not for me. They look like fucking Amish people. I need music to be a bit more sexy and played by people who look a bit fucking dangerous.
I like that part.
So, indie band who look like Amish people.
And not very dangerous.
Let's go with the Stone Roses.
Mumford and Sons.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, a bit fucking Amish. It was a bit rude.
Yeah, they kind of fell off the map. They were the biggest thing for a while.
Yeah, they had that song.
People got banjo fatigue.
Yeah, that's true. Waistcoats, banjos, plaid, paisley was all a bit much.
All right, are you ready for my accent challenge?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I thought we'd finished. We haven't.
So, Ella, what is the national anthem of England?
God
or of the UK? I'm not sure which.
Gracious Queen.
Yes. So, are you familiar with the American knockoff song?
God save that English Queen.
Nope. All right, you're going to read it. You're okay. Going to read the lyrics.
Is it the same tune?
Same tune.
I have to do it in American. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Sorry, I started laughing because I realized halfway through this was like my original American accents where it was just like way over the top.
You know, I was going to say that. That was horrible.
It confused me because I had no like person to go off. Like, what the fuck is this? Who wrote this?
I forget the guy's name, but the backstory is, so God Save the Queen, I guess, was written in English. 1744.
Wow.
And then in 1831, some American guy decided to write new lyrics about America.
Oh my God, and so typical.
This is like a really common song. Like, everybody in America knows this song. It's one of it's one of our handful of American patriotic songs.
But it's English. And
yeah, I know. it's really bogus the way that America just tried to be like, this is ours now.
Yeah.
But when I was just researching this, I found some article that was talking about during Trump's inauguration, some British people were watching it on TV, mm-hmm. and they said, like, why are they playing God Save the Queen? Like, why is that like going on in the background? And for Americans, it's normal. It's, oh yeah, it's that My Country, 'Tis of Thee song.
Country, 'Tis of Thee. Yeah, that would really confuse me. If I were to watch something like Trump's inauguration, which I am not, I would be really curious. And I would have assumed it was something to do with like the relationship between the UK and America. But
yeah.
I don't know. That's a really strange.
Better guess than what it actually is, probably.
I think so. Like, if we were both sat there watching it and neither of us said anything, we'd both be listening to the same song thinking it was something different. I feel like that could quite easily happen.
Yeah. That's how America operates.
I'm a bit upset. What's next?
Okay. Next is... So Ella, last week, she said she wanted this episode to be like the Christmas episode.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell does that mean? And she said, oh, it was a really fun one, and it's my favorite to listen to. So In honor of that, we're going to do something from the Christmas episode.
Yay!
Which was Christmas Minute.
Christmas Minute.
All right, so Christmas Minute is same idea as Korea Minute, same idea as World People Global Minute, but It's Christmas themed.
And we did it one time.
On Christmas.
Yeah, it was great.
But we're doing every segment, so no segment left behind.
No segment left behind, not even Christmas. What is our Christmas Minute about?
So Christmas Minute this week, we're going to talk about stocking stuffers.
Oh, all right.
Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go. So stocking stuffers. Stocking stuffers are the best. They're these little things you put in the stocking. But now I've been seeing advertised for the past few years things about stocking stuffers. And it's like $100 gift card to Amazon. Like great stocking stuffer. And these super expensive things like Bluetooth headphones. It's like, that's not what a stocking stuffer is. These are the weird little things, little trinkets.
Has this just come to your mind in the middle of June? Because I don't remember any of this. That's crazy, though, that people are actually so privileged they could say that. I thought stocking stuffers are supposed to be like a little lip balm or like socks.
Yeah, exactly. Candy.
Yeah.
Do you have gold? Do you hang stockings in the UK?
It's a thing. Like, we don't really do it. When I was really young, I had a little stocking at the end of my bed. Like, my mum would leave it there during the night. And on Christmas morning, I'd wake up to that.
You mean Santa?
Yeah, Santa.
Yeah, it's the first thing you do when you wake up is you go through your stocking.
It's over.
All right.
Christmas is over
Christmas
again. This hurts more than I thought it would.
That was probably my favorite Christmas ever.
What was?
That was a great Christmas.
This year?
This Christmas, this minute.
Okay, yeah, it was great, yeah.
I hope everyone enjoyed.
All 60 seconds of it were a blast. All right, please can we have a break?
Yes, break time.
Break time.
Maybe I don't really want to know how you got in girls, 'cause I just want to fly. Lately, did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain? Soaks you to the bone. Maybe I just wanna fly, wanna live but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe. Maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me. We see things I'll never see.
Welcome back, Yanks and Blokes, episode 30. Final weekly episode.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ella's cat is crying a lot, so if you hear that in the background, just ignore it.
Yeah,
might
it's
happen.
Nothing new. I'm not being mean to her or anything. She has everything she could possibly want. She's just a spoiled brat. So
Ella stays entertained while we record by torturing her cat. So
that's
we've
that
just
is
come to
not
accept
true.
It.
Oh my god! Right. Moving on.
All right. Keeping going with our segments. Next, we're going to do What's Not Real?
What's Not Real?
What's Not Real is when we give each other four things from a category related to our home country, and one of the things is not real, and the other person has to guess which one is not real.
Yeah. So before we start, I went through the history of What's Not Real, and I tallied up our scores. Do you want to hear our scores?
Wow, you actually did that?
Yeah. So Ella is winning. She has 9 correct answers. And
only
I only
9?
Have 6 correct answers.
How long have we been doing this? Are we wrong that many times?
We're wrong a lot. Also, I think that you make yours significantly harder than I make mine.
That's not true. You just think that because you know yours.
I don't know. Listeners can decide. If there's any listener who is equally versed in both cultures, let us know.
Equally a yang because they are a bloke.
Yeah. So we're going to do 2 more, so there's no way I can catch up. But we're going to do 2 more anyway.
Okay. Woo! I win. Right. Would you like to go first?
Yeah, read me yours.
Okay. Keeping it real. Which of these is not a Manchester band?
Ooh, nice.
Oasis. Chemical Brothers. Stone Roses.
Ooh, Depeche second Stone Mode. Roses mention of the episode.
And the second Oasis one.
And what was the last one?
The last one was Depeche Mode.
Oh. I'm going to say the Stone Roses are not Manchester because they're the least hard out of all of these options.
Ew, blaspheme.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're wrong.
What's not real?
Depeche Mode. They're from Essex.
Ah.
Which the Southerners.
I love me some you're Depeche Mode.
Personal. Yeah, good job. I mean, I liked your reasoning behind it. You didn't just guess willy-nilly, but
yeah, because you're always very adamant about how Manchester is. We stab each other and we love to fight. And the Stone Roses are pretty lovey, so they didn't seem to fit in.
No, Manchester's full of really, really friendly people. We're really great as a city, but we're hard. Right.
They're friendly stabs.
No, not like that. But go on. Give me one.
Okay, which is not a real TV channel, cable TV channel in the U.S.?
Oh, okay.
The Weather Channel. Sleep TV.
What?
The Golf Channel or the Food Network?
I know Food Network is real. I think True. Golf Channel is real. Then there's what? Sleep TV and the Weather Channel.
Yes.
I reckon Sleep TV is not real.
Sleep TV is not real. Good job.
Yay. I was like, what could that be?
If you asked me, I was going to say, oh, it's boring, calming things that help you fall asleep.
Good try.
I feel like there's a market for that, except the advertising that would pay for it would jar you awake. So it'd need to be calm advertisements too. It's not a well thought out idea.
That's true. And like, they'd have to advertise like sleepy things, sleepy adverts, like that stupid sleeping pill.
Well, that would just piss you off. It's just like, yeah, you're maybe watching sleep TV and then they're like, can't sleep, eh? Here's Ambien CR.
And then you'd fall asleep to the sleepy TV after taking your Ambien CR and wake up in your car, like punching the window or whatever other bloody yeah. side effects there were.
Having hallucinations while you operate yeah. heavy machinery.
Okay, let's move on.
All right.
Which of these is not a real one of my names? Which of these is not in my name, my full name?
Okay.
Ready? Ella. Georgia, Amy, Latus.
I know that Latus is part of your name.
What about
I
Ella?
Think Ella is also part of your name. I'm going to say Amy is not, because that sounds very American.
Well done. But no, right, maybe it is, but there's a story behind this. I was almost called Amy for my first name. And my dad refused to let that happen because where we lived at the time, people would pronounce it like Amy. So he didn't want that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call by your dad.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad. You can't really like disrupt the pronunciation of Ella too much.
Yeah. My dad apparently was obsessed with the name Nigel and really wanted to name both me and my brother Nigel, and my mom had to keep vetoing it.
That's really strange. When you say Nigel, this weird thing comes to mind, and I can't remember what film it's from. That's the only Nigel I know. Oh, and Nigel Thornberry.
Yeah, that's what I think of.
You're basically him. You go around the world.
But man, that would have been a brutal childhood if...
Yeah.
While I was growing up and people were watching The Wild Thornberries, and Nigel Thornberry is like the dorkiest, weirdest character.
Yeah. It might have affected how you grew up. You might have seen him and be like, I am Nigel. This is what Nigels are like.
I am Nigel.
You can't go too wrong with Kyle. Kyle's quite a cool name, so it's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. Last one. Which is not a real ride at the Walt Disney Parks in America?
Fuck Disney. I've never been to the Walt Disney Parks. I've been to Disneyland Paris.
Oh, well, maybe they have the same ones.
I mean, I was three. I don't remember, but I think I watched a parade. So tell me.
We have Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Mr. Toad from what?
It's Mr. Toad.
Okay.
It's Wild Ride.
Okay.
There's Shrek's Swamp. There's It's a Small World.
That's a real one. They have that in Paris.
Or Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, I know that they bought Pirates. I'm going to go with Mr. Toad's whatever it was.
As real or as fake?
Fake.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is real.
But you didn't explain to me what Mr. Toad is.
That's because I have no idea what Mr. Toad is.
Mr. Toad.
I had no answer to your question. Shrek's Swamp is not real. Shrek is not a Disney property.
It's DreamWorks.
Yes.
When you said Shrek, I was like, this could be a red herring because it might not be Disney. But it was the Mr. Toad weirdness that just pulled me.
Yeah, I put that in there because it seemed so much like something I would have made up. That
oh,
I thought
my God. Wind in the Willows. That's what a toad is in. And yeah, it's based on the Wind in the Willows scenes from an animated Disney film. I just didn't know that was a Disney thing.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's about like frogs and shit. Don't know. What, Rita? Right then, should we go on?
Yeah, so final stats of what's not real. Is we each got one right today. Is
Yay.
That correct?
Yeah.
All right, so the final score is Ella 10, Kyle 7. Good work. You win.
Thank you. We tried very hard. Thank you for bringing interesting topics.
Yeah, it was a fun game.
Yeah, I really like this game.
All right. So next we're going to do a very short topic. We can't have an episode without a topic.
True. So. That was the point of the podcast.
So since this is our finale of sorts, whether it's a season finale or a series mm-hmm. finale of the weekly episodes, however you want to look at it, I thought it'd be a good time to talk about finales of shows.
Yay.
So what to you makes a good finale? Because sometimes they're critically panned and everyone's pissed off when a show ends, and sometimes everyone's like, oh, that was sweet, that was cute.
Yeah,
so what comes to mind?
So I've been thinking about this for a few hours, and three different finales came to my head. Now, I think you'll have seen two of them. The other one I can't really talk about because you haven't seen the show, which is BoJack. And without telling you what happens, I just think a good finale for me is one that arguably pleases the fans across the board. Like, maybe wraps something up. It doesn't tell you everything, but like, you're satisfied. I think the worst kind of finales are where they're like, well, we're going to do a cliffhanger because that will be really great. And it's like, no one actually appreciates a cliffhanger at the end. Like, no one wants
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Cliffhangers just are kind of annoying. I don't know, especially as a like a lingering question to finish a series. And sometimes it works, but sometimes you're just like, no, tell me. I want to know. I invested so
yeah.
much time.
I have two good finales in my head.
Yeah, what is this?
One of them was Seinfeld. Do you remember the Seinfeld finale?
Yes, I also, I think people in general don't like the Seinfeld finale, but I really liked it.
I think we had a little bit of this discussion before, and I think I've changed my mind on it since. I didn't really like it because it wasn't a typical Seinfeld episode. But, yeah. Okay, so like to recap, it's that one where they're all on trial for all the horrible things they've done.
But what they do is they bring back, it's a court scene, and they bring back all of these characters from the series, and they
reintroduce
them, and it's basically they can, not a clip show, but they can show their past however many years of characters,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of pandery, but what I love is the end where they're thrown in jail.
Yeah,
that's how they finish the series, is all four characters are thrown into jail, into prison. I think it's genius.
I think it's crazy. Because, like, watching the show, you know they're kind of shitty, but you don't necessarily think they're terrible people because you're going along with it. Like, you're on their perspective and their side.
Yeah.
And then they put it all together at the end and you're like, yeah, fuck, these people are horrible. But that was yeah. kind of the point. That's why it was funny the whole time.
So what was the other one that came to mind?
It's not very interesting because it's a very similar era, but Friends. The finale did it for me because it was an hour long instead of like 20 minutes, half an hour. It had so many like heartbreaking moments, like stuff that pulled at the strings if you've been there the whole time. But it was also hilarious. Moments. Yeah. Yeah. It's like sappy on purpose. Like the bit at the very end where they're all giving their keys and leaving the apartment. Like a show that's been going for 10 years and has such a loved cast and so many fans needs to acknowledge that it is emotional to end. You know, so they did that, but they still made it really funny.
What I liked about the Friends finale is the way it ended, they were all kind of moving on to new phases of their lives. Mm. So it seemed like a natural ending to the show.
Yeah, it was natural.
They kind of set it up where you can still think of, you know, what their futures are. Still some open-endedness.
Yeah.
You know, what I hated was to bring up Harry Potter again, written by...
The transphobic bitch.
Known TERF. What is it? TERF?
TERF.
Written by known TERF, J.K. Rowling. I thought the ending to that was good. And then there was the weird like postscript thing where it's like,
yeah.
Oh, and then Harry and Ginny had all these cute babies and Ron and Hermione and they lived happily ever after.
Yeah, they send them off to Hogwarts. It was bullshit.
Yeah, so it's like, why? Why? That's not necessary. Like, let us have an imagination. Don't just spoon feed everything to us. Lord of the Rings did that too. I haven't read the books, but the movies, it's just like, I remember there were like four or five endings. You just kept thinking like, okay, here the credits are going to roll. And then there'd be another weird cutscene. He's like, Whoa. Oh, now he's back at the Shire. And then there's another weird cutscene. It's just like, oh, now these friends are hugging. It's just like,
Oh. Stop
it.
Yeah.
End it.
I remember particularly with the Harry Potter situation, that weird postscript thing is only like a maximum a few pages as well. It wasn't even like a full chapter, as if she just had this afterthought and knocked it out really quickly.
Yeah, it's really strange.
It's non-developed. It's some bullshit. Maybe that's the time she started being a shit.
That was the turning point, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this, but are you familiar with the Sopranos ending?
I haven't watched it.
I also haven't watched The Sopranos, but it was really famous because what they did, I don't even know the story, but basically there was the known finale of the show.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking and they were in a diner, I think. And all of a sudden, midway in a conversation, they just went to black and the show was over.
Whoa.
And fans just freaked the fuck out.
They
were like, what? What the hell? This wasn't even a conclusion. And I thought that was the coolest artistic choice. I thought that was amazing. Not even having seen the show. That makes me want to watch the show.
That makes me
want
to watch it. Oh, shit. Yeah. That's creepy.
There's the mind meld again. But yeah, just the creativeness and the boldness to do that. I thought it was super cool.
Because you definitely would piss off a lot of people. But a lot of cool people would be like, yeah, that was cool. I'm pissed off, but that was cool.
And I think the idea is that things just continue to go on and it's, you know, whatever the conversation is continues and the story continues.
Wow.
Is a way of saying that.
But I like that. You know, I've just realized it's hard to talk about finales without spoiling things for people. Because as we're talking, I'm getting like more and more ideas about the endings to films and different TV shows, but I can't really talk about them.
Someone out there is going to be like, Monica moved out of the apartment? What?
Babies? No, I have ruined things for people quite a few times by accident. I felt really bad. I remember a particular occasion. Me and my mom had read this book and then my dad was going to read it. And for some reason, that didn't cross my mind. I didn't know that he was going to read it or something. And I was like, la, 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 she's dead, and gave away the ending to this book. And he was really upset about it. I was like, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to.
No, I hate spoilers. Even old movies, people, if it's more than 10 years old, maybe 5 years old even, people feel that they are able to talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, anybody who wants to see it has seen it by now. But there are so many movies out there, and there are a lot of classic movies that I still want to see. And if I get something spoiled, then it just completely changes the way that I watch the movie.
I think that that is very important for you because, oh my God, when the Oscars were happening, Kyle was trying
hard. That was some bullshit.
It was some bullshit. It really was. Kyle was trying his damn best to avoid everything. You were doing really well. We were on different time zones. Like, I was trying, but not as hard as you were. And we'd like specifically told people around us in our office, like, please don't talk about it because we're going to watch it tonight. And then
I didn't check my phone all day. I didn't go on the internet because the time delay, I knew that it was going to be maybe 12 hours before I could watch the Oscars. And that's my favorite thing all year. It's my appointment viewing. It's, you know, how the Super Bowl is to a lot of people. I love the Oscars.
And we'd really prepared for it. Like, you printed off those nomination, like, what was it? Predictions? Yeah. We all ticked our predictions and stuff.
I went out of my way to see every nominated Best Picture movie, even though they were
That's
only played at weird theaters in Korea.
Yeah, you invested so much into what would be the end goal of watching the Oscars, right? Now,
anyway, go on.
I found out something because I opened my Instagram and someone had put an Instagram story about it. And I was like, oh, fuck. That was my mistake. I just forgot halfway through the day. But then I heard someone in the office, and this is probably exactly what you heard, saying, oh, man, like, my dad says this is the first time a foreign film has won Best Picture. And of the five films up for Best Picture, the only foreign film was Parasite. And it just got me right there and then. And I was a little bit pissed off, but I remember you were like really angry about it, rightly so. It was like such a piss take. I couldn't believe that.
We were in the office. I went to everybody and told them, like, please don't talk about the Oscars. And everyone's like,
literally,
we don't care about the Oscars. Don't even worry. And then because Parasite won and we were in Korea, then everyone's like, oh my God, Parasite won. And just started openly talking about it in the office.
Literally.
So pissed.
It was so shitty. I was like, why do you have to talk about it right in the office? Like, if you want to talk about it, even though you're not even invested because you've not even seen the movie. Like,
they don't even care.
Literally. It just, anyway, it means finales are sensitive subjects for people.
Yeah.
They can be.
Yeah, so anti-spoiler.
There's probably someone who hasn't read Harry Potter and we already just spoiled it.
But I went out of my way not to spoil the real ending of the book.
True.
I just spoiled the weird postscript.
That's true.
Which is bullshit anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter.
So I think we can move on from this.
Yeah, we got a bit excited. But
we went on a very long tangent there.
Finales. Well, I like telling stories. Anecdotes are interesting.
Yeah. Okay, we have a couple more segments to knock out. Next one is going to be weird food.
Yum. Yum.
Yuck. Weird food.
Yum. Yum. Yuck.
Weird food. So weird food, we've been doing for a while. We talk about things that are specific to cultures that seem weird to other cultures.
Yeah.
And this week, I had the thought to talk about sundae, which is Korean blood sausage. Now, have you tried sundae?
I have, and not because I wanted to. A lot of the time, you can just get it with tteokbokki, the spicy rice cakes we talked about. So I've had it in that, and it was all right. It was better than I thought. But the reason I didn't try it for a long time and still don't really go near it is because in England, maybe you have this in America, but we have this thing called black pudding, which is
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. We don't have that in the US.
Ah. So on a typical English breakfast, that's like one of the staple things you could have. My dad loved it. He would always have it on like English breakfast at home on the weekend, that kind of thing. And I thought it was gross. It's literally like black, but it's made with like pork blood, yeah. I was always just so grossed out by that as a kid that when I heard about Korean blood sausage and found out that's kind of what people often compare it to, I was like, no, this is not for me. But they cook it so differently and with different things.
Yeah, so I actually looked up how to make it. And
really?
It's so gross. So first they take a bunch of pig snouts and they boil the pig snouts. Once they're all tender and ready, then they mix it with a bunch of spices. So it's
more delicious.
Yeah. So yeah, it's like cinnamon and cloves and some sugar, and it's kind of like pumpkin pie spices. It's strange.
It definitely doesn't taste like that.
And then they grind up the snouts and some other fat and some other nasty bits of the pig. It's basically using the undesirable parts of the pig. So then they grind that up and they mix that with rice, and then they add pig's blood to the mixture, and the rice soaks it up.
Make it black.
And then they put it into a intestine sausage casing.
How disgusting does something have to look for you to say, if we make it black, it will look better?
So actually, the only time that I've had this was shortly after I moved to Korea. And I was going to, there's a market, the Yeongdeungpo market.
Uh-huh.
Big market where you can get meat and vegetables and all sorts of stuff.
Nice.
And they also have food vendors. So I was going there and just trying different Korean foods that I've never had before. And there were some of these booths that were, they sold meat or they made things with meat, and they had these displayed pigs' heads outside. Have you seen this?
No.
Yeah, they're almost like displayed as trophies at the outside. It's like, we make fresh things with pigs, and this is the head of the pig that we just chopped off. And it's just sitting there smiling at you. It's really creepy. But anyway, one of those places, for some reason, that's where I decided to go. And
brave.
I didn't even know what it was, but I pointed to whatever they were making. It seemed to be the only thing they were serving, some sort of stew. And they served it to me, and there was what looked like sausage, and I took a bite, and it was the grossest thing ever. And I am not a picky eater. I'll eat pretty much anything, but I didn't know what this was, and I took one bite and decided I can't eat any more of this. This is absolutely disgusting. It wasn't until way longer that I found out what it was.
I think it's such a shame when you go to a new country and you try and be brave and you're like, yeah, I'm going to try this food. It's going to be great. And it's not great. You're like, ah, fuck.
Yeah,
like,
why did I try that? But also the only other time I've had blood sausage was in Spain. And I also thought that was disgusting, knowing that it was blood sausage. But I tried it. I went in with a good attitude and I tried it, but it was more, that time it was more the smell than anything. I couldn't get over the smell of it.
Oh, interesting. I've had this sundae in tteokbokki sauce, and it probably covers it up a bit. And I've had it in a soup. I think it's mostly served in soups.
Yeah.
It wasn't the only thing in the soup, so yeah, I didn't really devour all of that. That wasn't like the first thing I went for.
Yeah, when I had it, I think I ate everything else in the soup, but left all of these sliced pieces of black whatever.
Gross. So come to Korea, try sundae. The funniest thing is that when sundae is romanized into English, it looks like sundae, like an ice cream sundae.
Yes, it's true.
It's like completely the opposite food. It's black and gross.
Even when I Googled it to do some research, I typed it in and it was just like all these ice cream cones popped up. It's like, that is not what I'm planning to talk about.
Yeah, it's grim.
All right. I think we are on to our last segment.
Oh my gosh, it's one our final, final segment.
Yeah, almost through. We will do a World People Global Minute.
World People Global Minute.
What's interesting is that throughout this episode, this one episode, we've had like minute through the years, like the total transformation of the minute segment. Korea, Christmas, and World People Global.
Yeah, the trifecta, the holy trinity.
Yeah.
So World People Global Minute, you know what it is. We talk about something that could apply to any culture. And once again, 1 minute timer.
And any people.
Ella, what's the topic?
The topic is snacks.
That's very broad.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Right then, what's your favorite snack?
Oh God, you're putting me on the spot here. I like what snacks you like? Flamin' Hots, and spicy Doritos. Very salty, spicy Doritos. Snacks.
I don't like a spicy snack. I like cheese on crackers, or you know, a nice, refreshing piece of fruit, or something salty but not spicy.
I have been eating a lot of cheese and crackers lately.
You have? I think that's one of the best meals.
Do you know Triscuits?
Yeah, it's like a thing you put a teapot or a pot on, right?
What? No. That's, I don't know what
yes,
that's
it is.
Called.
A trivet. That's a trivet.
A Triscuit, it's a cracker. And it's like shredded wheat in a cracker form. But those are the best. I've been
that sounds grim. What cheese do you put on that?
Any kind. Pepper jack,
don't say
mostly.
Plastic singles. Ooh, pepper jack cheese is so nice. We don't really have it in the UK.
Oh, man. Again, spicy. I got to turn all my snacks spicy, apparently. I didn't even think about this.
Oh, shit. That was pretty satisfying for me. That's all I wanted. I wanted a lighthearted, communal, spirited World People Global Minute.
Yeah, that was good.
There's like a billion snacks in the world, so we couldn't cover all of them, but those are some that we like.
Yeah, I think we focused it well.
Yeah, we somehow funneled it down to the real gritty stuff.
30 episodes of this show has culminated in the perfect World People Global Minute. That's all we wanted out of this podcast.
Cheese and crackers is the answer.
Yeah, that was great.
Okay, we'll make some calls. I'll call Liam. You call Cardi. We'll tell them what we found out after analyzing everything. And the perfect snack is pepper jack on a Triscuit.
We did it.
And that's Yanks and Blokes. Thanks for listening.
Oh, man.
Round of applause.
All right. Well, that was fun. Hopefully you listeners enjoyed that. Our segments through the episodes.
Segments through the ages.
As we mentioned last week, this is our last weekly episode, but we do hope to do some things in the future.
We're
going to restructure, give it some thought.
We'll probably start with the rap album. We've talked about rap so much. We'll probably drop that first.
We have. I remember, like, we had very little direction at the beginning of this.
Yeah.
And I remember talking, I think for multiple weeks, about some not even timely rap reality show that I was watching.
You did. Chance the Rapper and Cardi B.
Yeah, I was briefly obsessed with that.
Was he on it?
No, it's T.I.
T.I.
Anyway.
Yes. Thank you. It's been a wild ride. It's not the end, but we'll see you somehow.
Yeah. This has been really fun. And thanks for listening. Ella, thanks for being a good host, good co-host, keeping the stoke high.
Thank you for editing us every single week.
Yeah.
Thank you for everyone who indulged us.
Yeah. Seriously, thanks for listening.
Seriously.
So stay tuned. Don't unsubscribe from our feed. Don't unfollow
us. Don't do that.
On Instagram. Instagram's where we'll tell you any of our future updates. So down the pipeline, there'll be something. Hang tight, be patient.
And if you do unfollow us and leave us down the pipeline, there'll be a consequence. We'll get you.
Then we're gonna unfollow you.
We'll drop a diss track about you.
Can you block people from podcasts?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, well, let's sign off.
Maybe you should do that thing like in The Sopranos where